The following program contains strong language, left-wing political comment, and offensive line.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Alles einsteigen, bitte! Hirn schließen! Das Blumenpflücken bei der Fahrt ist verboten!
State of war would exist between us. This country is at war.
I, your leader, will see you safely through to a better world! And now, a walk in the Black Forest.
It's not that loud. I did adjust it for you. Good evening and welcome to A Walk in the Black Forest, episode 303.
It's all right, gents. I'm on.
Excellent.
It's all right, Pete. It's all right. Call off the search. I'm on.
That is A Walk in the Black Forest.
No wonder you couldn't hear anything. He's not plugged in.
Oh, that's the reason.
Version 3, episode 3.
Or show number 305.
No, it's not.
Now, if anyone else had listened to me, they would have known that, but they were too busy talking.
Mm. On it's tonight... 303, episode 303.
On tonight's show, there's the end of the intro.
This is why we have a long intro.
Yeah. You
know? Can't do the intro again. Go back. Just go back.
No. Actually, no, I tell you what. Let's keep it a secret and just play the key track and then we'll all just be happy. How's that sound?
No.
It's sounded professionally so far. Let's move
no,
on.
No, I like this bit.
Oh, good. I like this bit. This is working for me.
Okay, just do the intro for this bit then.
On tonight's show, a whole lot of crap that won't be covered.
What's this bubble music? I feel like I'm in a bubble bath with a chick.
What did you say?
With a black chick?
Oh, God. What? I swear you said Bronson Pinchot.
Ah, Belky.
What's Bronson Pinchot?
Bronson Pinchot was a man who was once in a TV sitcom by the name of Perfect Strangers.
And?
He was also in Beverly Hills Cop 1.
And?
As what?
Is the man known... Mm-hmm. When, you know, they first had that spray-on-hair thing,
yep.
Instead of using spray-on-hair, he used to get a texter and colour in his bald spot.
Nice! Classy! Yep.
There's a piece of information not
Is
many people know.
Hair?
Hmm?
Yeah, it was once advertised by William Shatner.
Really?
Yeah, it was a bit of a big
So why don't people like Warnie and that use that?
Well, because it's pretty crappy.
Yeah, and when it rains, it just dribbles down.
Really?
It's just disgusting.
Yeah, like string?
No, it's like flock.
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 What's flock?
Flock. It's like tiny little... It's like the thing they make, you know, use for artificial grass. It's flock.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, with you now. This is a Walking Back Forest, by the way.
It's also a Flemish duck.
Oh, nice.
It's a flock.
And we are at show number... We think...
So that'd be a flock of flock.
Richard says 303. You say...
Version 3, episode 3.
And I say show number 304.
Right. No, because, Pete... I remember very, very clearly last week that was one of the few things. In fact, it was probably the only thing
that you remember?
I remember from last week's show was you coming on and saying 302 and me thinking to myself, wow, next week's 303.
Interestingly enough, do you know what I remember?
Mm-hmm.
I remember the last show I was here, which was 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Richard said next week is 303, which technically means that last week was 303.
Exactly right. So we are somewhere between 303 and 304. You might want to describe it as 303.5.
Do you know why I remember the 303?
No, why do you remember
the 303? The guns in the wings of the Spitfire.
Ah, 303s. There we go. So Richard's going to look this up and prove himself wrong while Abe and I continue on being the, shall we say, funny engine.
Well, I try to be. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Of this crappy... remake of Top Gear that is this program. Sorry.
Actually, I'd like to do a review of a car right now.
Network.
Sure. I'd like to...
Sorry, aren't we on SBS?
No.
Oh, sorry, there's people listening.
I'm reviewing the Ferrari F430.
Nice.
Now, Fascinating car, comes in red. I don't own one, never driven one. There's my review.
Excellent. And we won't be getting it test drive by the Stig because he's a Pratt.
Yes, and our celebrity driver today is Richard.
Yes, Richard. And his lap didn't get done because he's too busy trying to prove himself wrong on his iPhone.
That's right.
Which has got no service.
Take the
My phone always works in here. Why is my phone working? Is your phone
Abe's blocking it with his mental telepathy.
It's the metal plate in my head. Now, also, just to let you know, we didn't have the intro today, but the sting on the end of today's intro, you know, the little bit that I always put on the end of today's intro was, a walk in the Black Forest, standing room only, all the way to Central.
Nice.
That's it. That was a sting on today. See, topical.
Yep.
Topical, informative, something that people would go, you know, that could only have been on show 303.
Exactly right.
Or was it 304?
Exactly right. Yes. It's the sort of line that will, in fact, connect to the show, giving it resonance for the rest of its existence.
I hope so.
Resonance.
Resonance.
Mm. Mm.
Thank you. Anyway.
Resonance.
More of that. Now, we should actually say, because we didn't actually get through, didn't do the intro either, what is on tonight's show? We have got a jam-packed show for you tonight. Of course, we are going to be talking Hey Mr. President, where we are less than...
Hey Mr. President.
We are less than a month away from the American elections.
And yeah, it's very exciting.
And we will be joined by the Prime Minister to make an official statement.
Excellent. Looking forward to having Captain Planet on the show.
So expect at any point the show to be interrupted.
Yep. We've also got on the show Red Hot Go.
Yep.
Is this correct? What else have we got on the show? Because you have the list and I can't read it through the paper.
How to Bed Sophie Monk. In 5 words.
Exactly.
The financial bailout, we will in fact cover that.
Yep.
Did you say, hey, Mr. President?
I did.
Hey, Mr. President is on. Alex will be back, and then Alex will be leaving.
Yep. You may not even notice.
No, that's right, exactly. And apart from that...
stuff.
Probably conversation about iPhones.
Yeah, maybe some.
And I think we're also going to touch on the endemic problem of chronic underfunding of youth services in Mongolia.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to that. I've got some really, I think, dramatic insight.
I do.
And some funny lines.
Awesome. Now, it's interesting. Apparently, what they're going to do is they've been putting sherbet in cocaine in Bolivia, and believe me, there's tons of funny lines coming out of Bolivia.
But my question has to be is why is Daryl Braithwaite in Bolivia?
I...
See, Richard gets that.
Yeah. You see, I so wish we just had the news at this point.
Now, the other thing I wanted to also point out to you, as we always do at the top of the program, is the Walking Black Forest website, www.walkblackforest.org.
Yes.
Last week's ones, which are still up there, have a full link to the 11 and a half minutes of the Saturday Night Live mock debate between Joe Biden and Sarah Palin.
Which is awesome.
Which is awesome and very, very funny. Mm. And we've also got what's the other thing up there? There was something to do with Matt Damon. Oh, it was a great rip-off by collegehumor.com of a Disney
showing
movie called Head of Skate, which I thought was quite funny.
I would advise our people to watch that one first then.
Yes, because then obviously...
After you've seen the other one, it's a heap of shite.
But up there today, no embedded YouTube footage, but there is a bunch of cool movie posters and a rather gratuitous shot of Jessica Biel.
I'll be back.
And should I actually also mention, just when I mentioned Jessica Biel, if I may be so bold at this second...
Oh, as I know her, JB.
JB. Yeah. The other Seventh Heaven hottie. Beverly Mitchell,
who of course is 12,
got married today.
Wow, isn't that illegal?
Not in Utah.
Wow.
Yeah, there we go.
Utah Saints. Yeah.
So we've got a lot on the program today. It's a jam-packed show, and
dick.
What I'd like to at this point suggest,
I'd like to be under the sea.
Suggest that we might sting ourselves into non-existence, and that's not including the stupid man called Gordon Sumner. And we will come back and talk forthwith to Wit to Woo about the first topic.
I'm going to recycle something especially for Richard.
Okay.
This is especially recycled.
Yep.
Just for the Reich Marshal.
Yay. Thanks, Abe. I appreciate that.
The Walk in the Black Forest News.
How's that sound?
Did you feel better now? Is the burden lifting?
And where's the rest of it?
I suppose you need to finish it, too.
Yeah. There we go. That was the Walk in the Black Forest news segment.
Why don't you just do it? Do it. So do the intro.
You know, really? I know there's fourth wall,
but
I can
do a gag each.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do one gag each.
We've got to do one gag each.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Right.
The Walk in the Black Forest News.
Welcome to the Walk in the Black Forest News. Tonight,
Bristol Palin.
And
Malcolm Turnbull.
And me.
Right,
see, now, if we prepared that earlier... Huh?
There was some conjecture during the song as to where the new segment had gone. Mm. We now know where the new segment has gone, and it will not be returning.
Anyway, this is the Walk in the Forest, Central R 88.5 FM.
That's a shame.
I want to talk, if I may be so bold, at the right at the top of the program. We're not going to talk politics for a second. I want to talk Sophie Monk.
Oh. Speaking of Sophie Monk,
yes.
Jessica Biel is hot.
JB.
Yep.
And I'd also like to apologise to you, Pete.
Why is that?
Because I have just looked up the show.
And we are officially on show number...
Can I say that it's a real shame that Abe wasn't here for 303. Mm. I think that's a big gap in our oeuvre.
Yep.
That Abe actually wasn't here for that show. Because there's many that Abe's missed.
That's true. And particularly one with the nomenclature of 303.
Yes.
Yeah, hobby horse. It's the longest word I could think of.
Excellent. Now,
the longest hobby horse.
Can
How
I just...
How often do you hear hobby horse in a sentence anyway? Let's be honest.
Not often.
Not often.
No,
it's
no.
It's a bit of a hobby horse for some people.
It is. I wish people would get off their hobby horse.
I wish that.
Can I just say that in the past...
You can't have your hobby horse and eat it too.
A bit
actually,
tough.
No, you can.
Yeah, you can.
In the past 15 minutes, I think around about 13% of the audience have in fact committed suicide.
I think they have. Don't worry.
I think I did.
We'll get it up to around 97 by the end, I promise.
Score!
Now, the Daily Telegraph, in Sydney.
A bird in the hand is like a hobby horse in the bush.
The Daily Telegraph.
That would really hurt.
That would hurt.
Actually, I think I've seen something like that on YouTube.
You may well.
There's no business like hobby horse business.
Can I start now?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the Daily Telegraph here in Sydney, of course, is, as most people would know, the bastion of fine print journalism,
definitely
upholding
bastion.
The standards of journalistic integrity.
It's where we go for all our original research.
It is where we go for all our original research material. Now, I'd just like to point out, let's just say
that we use all the other sites for research.
Yep.
But with the Daily Telegraph, we just plagiarise because it's so...
Yes. Because it's just so
accurate,
cutting.
Insightful.
Thank you very much.
As soon as you start to rewrite it or adapt it, it just loses all its impact.
Now, I went to the Telegraph today to get some key news for today's program to drive our material forward, to actually take it into that stratosphere of journalistic. I used integrity before, but I'll use it again. Journalistic integrity. And I went to about a third of the way down the page, just after the story I'm just about to talk to. That was the lead story. These are the next batch of lead stories that we're not going to cover on the show because we just don't have enough time to get this much integrity. So, Pamela Anderson has kicked off the ultimate battle of the boobs after taking a swipe at busty rival Jordan's parenting skills.
Right, okay, yes, yes.
You promised that we wouldn't talk about that because the news segment is going to talk about it.
Okay, fair enough, all right.
Silicon on silicon.
Skin disaster, Lindsay's tan sinks to a new low. Which, by the way, is a story that she didn't tan her feet when she did her artificial tanning and she wore a pair of expensive pumps.
Yeah, she Lindsay does who? That.
Lohan.
Is that?
Fire crotch.
All right.
And sometime known as tuna bake.
Indeed. So let's kick with some other key stories here.
Hold on a second, which is confused. Hobby horse.
Oh, there we go.
Most popular girls on the web. She has the hottest legs.
Oh, who?
Don't know, I didn't actually click into the story.
Oh.
Beach lures a bad call. Sydney girls have been slammed for daubing mobile phone numbers on their backs in a bid to pick up boys at the beach.
I think this is a fantastic idea, by the way.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Are you reading the section labelled chicks?
No, I'm reading the section labelled entertainment.
Oh, right. Okay.
But don't you think that's amazing? What a fantastic idea. Humanity has gone to a massive echelon.
Exactly, the stratosphere.
Yep.
That we now, it's like, you've seen the guys, did you know? You know those guys who drive around the city?
We've become universal citizens.
No, the guys who drive around the city going, oh, you look fully sick, bro.
Yeah.
With the for sale written on the back of the car.
Yep.
The car isn't actually for sale. It's so that the girls can get the mobile numbers and call them.
And
that's what it's... Now, I think this is amazing.
What if the boys get their mobile numbers and call them? I like you, boys.
Well...
Why don't they just put the number on the back instead of the for sale?
Hot chicks,
I don't know.
Boys for sale.
Oh, yeah, fully sick, bro.
Fully sick.
So, now, interestingly, if we now have come to the point where... technically these young ladies have daubed themselves, yep. almost tattooed themselves, branded themselves
yep.
temporarily
yep.
with their phone numbers.
Yep.
We're all a bunch of whores. We're a bunch of hoes.
Now, let's finish up these laps based stories before we get to their number one stories at the top of the list.
Well, welcome to humanity.
Pole lot of love, so that's why girls and guys like pole dancing. And my personal favourite...
Or Polish people.
My personal favourite out of that list was impaled on a fence for 3 hours.
Ow.
A man was impaled on an aluminium fence for almost 3 hours after slipping as he drunkenly tried to scale a gate outside his house. Now,
that's an old story. I saw that in the paper today.
Yep.
But it was like 2 weeks ago as well.
You know why it's in the paper?
Why?
Because the email's been doing the rounds with the pictures.
Ah.
Good to see the Telegraph gets its stories from Spam.
So they were the followers. Mm. I want to now give you the story about the leader.
Oh, good. I'm ready. I feel like we should
follow the hobby horse.
We should talk this up. We have to have something. We've got to talk this up.
One of Australia's sexiest celebrities.
I am not in there. Seriously, I didn't agree
only one of
that.
Only one of them.
Okay.
You are one of them, but this is another one.
Okay.
One of Australia's sexist celebrities, Sophie Monk, is back in the country.
Sexiest?
Right. Yes.
Sophie Monk, of course, the original member of Bardot.
She was in Bardot, I'd forgotten.
Pop stars.
Now she's a little plastic-er than she used to be, if you notice.
Sophie Monk. Her ex-fiancé was rocker Benji Madden from Good Charlotte, I believe is the band.
That's right. Yes. Massive fan of the Good Charlotte. Right now, as you can tell,
Benji was a dog.
Well, here he is. I'm currently wearing my emo gear. Got yep. my hair over my face. I've got yep. these striped arm thingies.
How do you know all these names? What's the trick for knowing? Because, you know, you just mentioned some guy from Bad Charlotte or whatever. What's Good Charlotte, whatever. And I wouldn't even know who's any of the people in there.
I've just got two words for you. New idea. Now,
Pete, do you own a Good Charlotte album? Or any song by Good Charlotte?
Right.
Abe, do you?
Yes.
Right, well, you're discounted. Yeah. So, Pete, how do you know the names of these people?
Because I spend my life trawling crappy websites to one day be in a situation where someone can go, have you heard of Benji Marshall? And I'll go, yeah.
Wasn't he on the Australian cricket team, Benji Marshall?
Oh, Benji Madden.
I was going to say.
Benji Marshall plays for the Kiwis.
Yet again. I mean, do you watch cricket, Abe?
No.
No, right. Okay, so how did you know
name
of a cricketer?
It's actually a footballer.
I haven't even heard of.
Yeah, no.
There we go. Anyway, one of Australia's sexiest celebrities, Sophie Monk, is back in the country after her star turn in the American film Date Movie.
Oh, I didn't know she was in that.
She was in Date Movie, one of the now, I think, about eighth movie in the Wayans Brothers spoof series, which I don't think features any Wayans.
I have something sad to tell
you. You know the Wayans Brothers? No, fair enough.
Wayans World, remember that?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I actually paid full price.
To see Date Movie?
To see Epic Movie.
Oh, Epic Movie.
Epic Movie.
How was that?
Well,
shit.
No. No. Let me put you... If I found the DVD on the side of the road, encased in gold and with free chocolate held by Jessica Biel, I still wouldn't watch it.
Oh, that good, huh? Even JB.
You wonder at the level of intelligence, don't you?
But you know what? It's still better than Mission Impossible 2.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Worst movie ever.
I don't even know what the worst line would be.
Do you have anything? Like, maybe one of those lesser Bunuel films. They're pretty bad.
Yeah.
Did that work to try and make him sound like an intellectual wanker?
Yeah.
Hobby horse.
Hobby horse. Continue on, Pete.
So why is Sophie
Monk so interesting so far?
You've spent 10 minutes on this one gag, so I'm thinking there's got to be another gag at the end somewhere.
There is a gag at the end somewhere.
It seems like if we just chop it off now, we've wasted 10 minutes. So we need to get to that follow-up gag.
Yep. Why is Sophie Monk here?
Not to say that the pressure's on at this point.
Sophie Monk is here to promote a new underwear line.
Oh, excellent.
Now, of course...
I didn't know she wore underwear.
Of course. Is
that an underwear movie?
It may well be. It's a shapewear called Hollywood Fashion Shapes.
Oh.
And she says that, while she did recently turn down an offer to pose nude in Playboy, I think that's going to be the month where Sarah Palin might be posing.
Look, just after they lose the election.
Just after they lose the election. She turns up to obviously promote her underwear line.
Yes, that's right. That's
now,
right.
When you're thinking about how you cut
Here's
through...
Here's my underwear line. Do you like it?
Yes. Yeah. Now, when you're trying to think about cut through, when you're trying to get through the media, trying to get through the global financial crisis...
Breakthrough.
I use the word cut through.
Sure.
I'm a marketer.
I know.
Cut through.
That's what I said. It's breakthrough.
Breakthrough? Yeah. Break on through to... No, anyway, so when you're trying to cut through... Breakthrough. The clutter that's in the media, global financial crisis, when you're trying to get through, K-Rod, Captain Planet, on the television, talking up his plans.
Yep.
When you're trying to break and cut through, football, cricket, big stories.
You've got to get in the news cycle.
You've got to get into the news cycle.
Yep.
For important news.
Uh-huh.
For really deep philosophical perspectives on knickers.
On what is?
Knickers.
Oh, sorry, yes.
So what do you do? How do you break through? Yes.
Get out your fun bags.
Step number one. Tick and complete it.
Yay!
What would be step number two, perhaps?
Get out someone else's fun bags.
Possibly. How about getting a photo of aforementioned fun bags?
Oh, right, yes.
Into the mainstream media.
That's a good idea.
Sydney Morning Herald, Daily Telegraph.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Step number three, this following quote.
Uh-oh.
I'm not a very sexy person.
Oh.
I'm very awkward.
Oh.
I'm probably bad in bed, actually.
Oh.
I think I'm a dud, honestly. No one's going to tell you, though, that you're bad in bed.
I know I would.
So the headline, the five words that you get on the Sydney Morning Herald, and as the lead story on the Daily Telegraph, financial crisis schmooey, is the phrase, I'm a dud in bed, Sophie Monk.
I see.
So that's all it takes, ladies and gentlemen, to break through what is probably a fairly significant global financial crisis.
I'm very impressed.
The Hollywood Fashion Shapes people must be absolutely creaming themselves.
Totally.
Double entendre not considered.
Yes.
They seriously must be creaming themselves over that, because it's like they've got a headline, and now they've got the headline, the fact that it doesn't matter how good you are, you will look great in the...
Exactly.
You'd
love that as a marketer, wouldn't you, Pete? That'd be a case study that you wrap up into little packages and deliver out to your little students out there.
Oh, totally. This is gold.
I argue against that. Yea, verily, brethren.
Yep.
Sorry, monks, I got excited. I argue against that point.
You do?
So you're advertising an underwear line that's sexy,
okay,
portrayed by someone who's meant to be sexy,
whose
whole idea is sexy, and we find out that she's a dud.
Yeah, but okay, here's this part of it. Maybe the image that she puts up is entirely unattainable. Therefore, when you desexualize her and you bring her down to the level of the common person, hey, look, you know, you're all basically duds in bed, just like me, so you can wear this underwear. It's similar to Kylie Minogue saying, oh, yes, I wake up in the morning with hairy legs. It's that sort of thing that tries and desexualizes the character to bring her down to the common
person.
This is
a great debate, Pete. It's an awesome debate, and I think the only way that we're going to solve it is for us to try it out ourselves. So if someone can actually give us her address, we're quite all happy to go over there and try her out.
Oh, I don't know.
And see if she actually
No, I've got a better idea. Why don't all of us try on some Hollywood Fashion Shapes lingerie?
I was just going to say that.
And we should all determine how sexy we feel in it.
But that wouldn't show how much of a dud she is.
No, it wouldn't. But I think it would demonstrate my point, not so much her point, my point about the fact that these things are meant to make unsexy women feel sexy.
You know,
so
I'm a bit concerned that here I am suggesting that we partake of a woman who you suggested was...
one of the sexiest women in the world.
One of the sexiest women in the world. And your reply to that was, maybe we should, just amongst the three of us, dress up in girly underwear and see if that excites us. So, I must suggest at this point, I'm probably going to move my chair a little bit to the left.
What I am going to point out, though, is she's just about to film her a new reality TV show, and it's tentatively titled...
I'm a Dud.
Bigger Than Paris.
It's not difficult, really, let's be honest.
Paris who?
To build on that...
Yes.
Megan Fox.
Yes.
Do you know who Megan Fox is? She was in Transformers.
Yep.
Okay.
The new hot...
yes, that's
new
the
new hot action star of the 21st century.
That's right. The
Another hottie, Pete. You call everyone a hottie, don't
As
you?
Opposed to Vin Diesel, the multi-ethnic action star of the 21st century.
Who no longer has an action career.
Well, after Babylon AD, I don't doubt it.
Do you know that there's a new Triple X movie?
No.
It's called Triple X, exactly the same as the other one. Or is it Fast and the Furious? No, it's Fast and the Furious. There's a new Fast and the Furious film that's just called The Fast and the Furious, right? It's exactly the same story, with exactly the same characters.
Played by different actors.
No, the same actors. remade the film.
Fast and the Furious was what? 12 years ago? 10 years ago?
Not even that. Anyway.
I'm looking forward to the sequel follow from that.
Too Fast. Too Furious. Yes.
Anyway, have you seen Three Fast, Three Furious?
Yes, I have, probably enough.
Megan Fox, who said that
I
she
think
got
Bill
the role...
Murray was in that.
Yeah, he
really?
Was.
Who said she got the role because of her fantastic stomach. Now, she, however, while promoting Transformers, the original Transformers live-action feature, which
as opposed to the new Transformers.
Which is crappy!
Yeah.
Anyway, she said that she loves sex. See, that's what she said. Now, I think advertising... a film based on a 1980s cartoon franchise, I think it's important for the actress in it to go, I love sex. Now, yes, we can say you're a very attractive woman who loves sex. But unfortunately, we have to picture you having sex with her now husband, Brian Austin Green, from Beverly Hills 90210.
Now, that's embarrassing. But
why?
Anyone.
What's wrong with him?
Well, he's a dildo. Which actually could explain why she likes sex.
See the problem with Beverly Hills?
Having said all of that, I'm still not going to get naked with Pete.
Well, it's
but
okay.
But you are going to get into a pair of those G-string panties, though.
Oh, probably in the comfort of my own fan club.
Or Sophie Monk's own fan club.
Indeed. Yeah. This is what Back for Us, 88.5 FM.
Oh, what in the Black Forest?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. After that extraordinarily
inane
segment that hopefully took us to new levels of sensuality. Now, I'm going through the list that we've got here because we've got to get through this list.
Oh, yes, okay.
I intend to get everything through this list today. I'm taking control of the list.
Good luck, because some of it is made up.
So, Red Hot Go.
Oh, we're doing that now?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, we can do that now. There's quite a few things this week with Nathan Rees, where we celebrate the great achievements of our
premier,
our great leader.
Yep.
Firstly,
beloved leader, I'd prefer to call him.
And they're all good. Not all good things. There's a couple of good things.
I've got something for this segment this week too.
Sure, awesome. Throw it. Throw it in.
I'm going to add to you. Said Sophie Monk.
Yeah, exactly right.
Or said, which would be the actual word in English.
It would be.
And
but
I'm
going to
leave you. I'm going to leave you with this thought.
Yes.
Hobby horse.
Indeed. So, Red Hot Go for
Fantastic.
This week. For those of you who have never heard this segment before, this is, of course, about the Premier of New South Wales, Nathan Rees, as in the toilet.
There is, which I haven't put up on the website yet, but that's right. Because I just finished my iPhone application yesterday that will allow me to do that.
Nice. You know the thing I love? You know the thing I look forward to about this show every week?
What?
Every week, I really look forward to the point where Richard adjusts his microphone while it's on. See,
that's sensual.
You know what that is?
Sensuality.
It's the kind of ambient Trent Reznor-ish stuff you don't often get.
No, you don't.
No.
Samplers out there. Our show is Creative Commons licensed. You can use that and put that into a song.
Boom shakalaka.
And you can put that into a song too, but he hasn't got any beer today. He's shaved.
No, I shaved this morning.
Which really, really sucks
right,
what he's trying to do there.
I had a shower, I had breakfast, I got changed, I was walking out the door and I realised I hadn't shaved, so I had to do the whole thing again. I had breakfast the second time because I got confused.
So back to you and Nathan Rees.
So yes, back to you.
Who apparently is a dud in bed.
He's a dud in bed.
Yep, he's a dud.
I'm still not going to get down
but he looks
naked with him.
Really good in a peephole bra.
You know, I believe that. His history's a garbage man. I believe he'd look fantastic in women's
great
underwear.
Pecs, I'm sure.
Yes. Mm. Mm.
So anyway. I think it was yesterday they reported that there's about 264, I think, special staff in the health services.
Yes.
That are drawing a salary.
Mm-hmm.
Now the news item said they're drawing a salary for not doing anything.
That's correct.
Well, right. Now Reba Ma's not there. They're not fixing her mistakes.
Yeah. Exactly. Which isn't entirely true, apparently. Della Bosco, who's the new health minister, came out and said...
Finney, as I'm now calling him.
No, really? They're just... Was it Della Bosco or was it another guy? I think it was another guy. Mm. Came out and said, no, they're not doing nothing. They're not just performing... They're just not performing the job they were hired to do.
Oh, that's great.
Is this in any way, shape or form connected to the rather famous episode of Yes, Minister... where you had a hospital in London that was the most efficient hospital in London with 490 administrative staff and no patients. I suspect this is where he's drawing... See, this is a great thing. I've been watching Yes Minister quite a lot, actually, in the last couple of weeks. It is stunning how much actually happens in government that is actually connected to Yes Minister.
Mm.
And they take what used to be considered a joke seriously.
Oops.
There we go. Sorry, continue on. I thought I'd give some context.
That's a good aside, Sophie Monk.
All right, so what else?
That's good. There's that.
Yes.
So
290-odd staff doing something that doing isn't something the thing they weren't doing
that isn't
before.
Isn't the thing that they were hired to do.
Yep.
I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I've sometimes been hired to do a job.
That I wasn't
hired. And then happened to have drifted into another job I wasn't hired to do. So yep. It could be
a Was there any descriptor about what job that they were hired to do?
Yep. A lot of them were actually on the cleaning staff and have drifted into surgery roles.
Useful.
And,
useful, that's good, I like that.
I understand that actually one of them is standing in for Leica at the Russian Aerospace Museum.
Yes. It's a rotating role, actually. Yep.
I didn't know that. Mm. Yeah. Oh, so what's Maggie going to do afterwards?
There's three women in that role, one of which is Reba Ma.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's got a bit of time on her hands these days.
She is.
She does. We're still paying her, apparently.
Mm, we are. And more money than she was earning as a minister.
Well, right. She's certainly a dog impersonating an astronaut.
We'll think about that one, and we'll come back to you about show 309.
Yeah.
It'll sink in by then. You know, in the middle of show 309, right, we're going to be sitting here.
Mm.
We're going to be talking about, you know, some shit, you know. Yeah, you know, President McCain, ha, 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 ha. And we'll go... Ha, 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 yeah, finally got Richard's joke.
Isn't it obvious? I like her, you know. So.
No, I hate her.
I didn't like her either. No. Can't stand her.
Could there,
okay,
though.
So there's that. There was no outcome from that at all.
None at all.
Except Pete came up with a great line.
Yeah. What was the line?
See, he doesn't even listen. He does not... There's no love over this side of the panel. There's love on that side of the panel. There's no love on that side of the panel.
I already told you already. There's none on this side at all. You're not even getting close to me, Pete.
Good.
I'm the one in the women's underwear.
That's very true. That's with the...
going to come back to haunt me, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
Hobby horse.
I might take that and rip that into, a promo.
Oh, great.
So, also...
Yes?
Reese has taken control of the management of Rail Corp.
Uh-oh. Well, there's a problem.
So, this is a great idea.
Yep.
To take Rail Corp, who we've got to admit just isn't running very well at all. You know,
but
riddled with corruption, arguably.
Corruption, yes, yep.
And the train system is still, if you excuse
running,
my French, fucked.
But running so badly, that in order to reward them for running so badly, we have to pay 40% more. Which was, of course, the story that went across the pages.
Yeah, but you know, I've got to say this.
Luckily, not the gag I was going to do. I'll do that in a second.
I've got to say, I think this is absurd.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the whole reason why the SeaRail network doesn't work is the trains.
Mm.
They're slow, they run on tracks, they can't go off the track,
yep.
People are constantly stopping them to get on, and constantly stopping to get off.
I know. If they were just allowed...
How are they going to work?
If they were just allowed to go from point A to point B...
Exactly.
...without people getting in the
exactly.
way...
Exactly.
...they'd run efficiently and on time.
You know,
some of them do that.
That's so
you
true.
Know what would be better?
Mm-hmm.
I think SeaRail, instead of having trains...
Mm-hmm.
Should have hot air balloons.
Oh, useful.
Think about it. You don't have to worry about the tracks.
Zeppelins.
Zeppelins. And it'd certainly stop people smoking on the platform.
That's very true.
It probably wouldn't.
And then you could sack all the people that are normally there to clean up the cigarette butts left by the people smoking on the platform.
I like
Reba
it.
Look at the economies. Reba Ma.
She's certainly a
cigarette butt cleaner upper.
Dog in training.
Like her.
Hobby horse.
Like her.
Yes. But the other interesting thing about
Yes, no, keep going.
I was
going
to say...
Don't go near my gag or I'll kill you.
Are you connecting to something about the well, I don't know. You do your gag and then I'll...
No, play. No, you do yours.
Yeah, but then I've got to walk on your gag.
No, go ahead. Go away.
You know, I actually think we're coming up
There's
to the...
not six walls.
We're coming up to
There
the,
is not six walls.
We're coming up to the seventh wall. I can see the
There's
seventh
not,
wall.
It's a physical
somehow,
impossibility to
no,
have
look,
seven walls.
Well, what the hell is this? What the f*** is that? It's
That's
the seventh wall.
Who put that there? Who put that there?
Oh.
Well, I think it might have been built by Reba.
Oh.
Yeah, see.
So what better way...
Yes.
To fix the flagging rail system,
yep.
insert all the crap that you just said
yep.
about
yep.
the flailing
yep.
railway system, to put it into the super hyper-productive, high-performance
yep.
management system that is the New South Wales government.
Yep, exactly. What better way?
That's the gag.
Oh, that's the gag.
Yeah.
I see what you mean. Got it there. Right, now I can talk about it, so I'm not going to tread on your gag, which is good.
No.
But
feel free to continue on yeah. past the gag after fucking laughing at it.
Sure.
It's an impossibility to step on that gag.
That's very true.
Why, because there's a fucking eighth wall in the way? You know?
No.
That one.
It stood on its own.
What am I, made of walls?
It stood on its own. Somehow, I think I'm back at the sixth wall. There's a seventh and an eighth.
Yeah, what's
and
holding your roof
really,
up?
Really, really
and Rich is putting up,
where
Rich,
I am right now.
Rich is putting up a nice Monet print on the ninth.
Are there any walls there? What's holding my roof up?
Exactly.
Now,
the other thing I was going to talk about the public transport system, of course, is the other thing they need to do to make the public transport system effective, make it more comfortable, make it more efficient, and I think the word I like to use is state-of-the-art, is that they're just going to jam more people on trains. They're going to take out some seats and jam more people on trains.
Now, you know what actually...
I thought that was the buses, Pete.
I'm going to do it on trains, too.
Part of this plan, you know what they're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
They're actually changing the whole system of trains.
Yeah.
So you're going to have, you know, your first-class passengers, so you'll have your sleeper cars. They're going to be back again.
Yep.
You have your sleeper cars. And
I don't
it goes
know if
right
I
want to
sleep between Newtown and Central.
Oh, you could try.
Come on, nap.
Oh, yeah, power nap.
Yeah, a little power nap.
A nana-nap.
Yeah.
They're going to have cattle class.
Nice.
So really what it is, it's just, you're the standard's going to be Poles, a whole lot of Polish people.
On the roof.
They're going to staple them to the roof. Yeah, and you're just going to hold hands with them. That's it.
You're going to hose them down like in Schindler's List?
Yeah, we'll give them a go.
Nice.
So, cattle class. That's what it's all about. Just hanging on to Poles. And a couple of checks. I don't know why you'd hang on to a check.
I don't
know.
Should
bank it.
Yeah.
Always bank your checks.
Exactly right. Now... The next question
probably
for
not
you.
A good time to though. I would
no,
imagine.
It's very true. I know they're 100% guaranteed by Kevin Rudd. He's guaranteed every check.
He has,
but no Slovaks.
No, nah, can't
just the checks.
You know the thing I'd
the
like,
what
Slovaks?
No,
he hasn't guaranteed the Slovaks.
I wouldn't guarantee them either.
No, I don't guarantee them either. But I guarantee the Czechs.
What the hell are you talking about?
Czechoslovakians, you
Czechoslovakians.
Fool.
I thought my gag about New South Wales government was funny.
What gag? There was a
gag. Yeah, was there a gag in here? I don't remember hearing a gag.
Next
on the list.
My cock looked big in this.
Dude.
I don't get that. Lindsay.
Neither do I.
Lindsay the sea. Right, next.
You know Lindsay Lohan's actually orange all over?
Except her feet.
Yeah, I know. She has that weird Hollywood tan, which is orange.
I know.
So, what better way to reward...
Lindsay Lohan?
Morris Yemma.
Yep.
Reward him for his 2.15 whatever it is years of
recurring
dedicated and highly functional and passionate service to the state of New South Wales.
Oh, sorry, did you say the state of New South Wales? I thought you said to the New South Wales right.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I tripped over my words.
Okay. Or more particularly to Joe Tripodi and Eddie Obeid.
Yes.
Mm. Sorry, I'm good now. I'm corrected now. I'm good.
Oh, good, fantastic. Yeah. So, then to give him a driver, a car, and a city office for the rest of his life.
Yep, that's a fair reward. You've got that,
that's
haven't
pretty
you?
Pretty good, isn't it?
You got that.
Well,
haven't you?
Doesn't it make sense? Gets him out of the way. Who the hell is going to employ Morris frickin' Yemma?
Macquarie Bank.
No, honestly. Honestly, really honestly, think about it. Who the hell is going to employ this guy?
Yeah, look, I mean, he's not going to be driving to job interviews, is he?
He's not going to be driving to job interviews. He's going to be driven to job interviews.
He's going to be sitting at home on his
job,
Xbox.
But the only job he could possibly go into is a think tank, where part of the think tank is putting together a fake government to see what disasters could befall them. so that they can then come up with theories on how to solve the problem.
A disaster tank.
That's probably the only sort of role he could probably take on with any sort of experience and
credibility.
Do you remember how after John Howard's stunning election defeat, where basically he was given... John Howard's stunning election...
I'm sorry.
Who? I'll get the line out in a minute.
Okay.
John Howard's stunning election defeat, where he was basically given an enema by 70% of the Australian population.
And trust me, it wasn't a wine one.
He went around the world talking about leadership.
He did.
I'm looking forward to the Maurice Yemma leadership conference.
While he goes around country towns of populations of less than 500.
I understand that he's actually going to be, he'll be tag teaming with Pinochet.
Nice.
Yeah, so it'll be good.
And Barry Unsworth.
Now, I just want to.
And Mary Chatterley.
Speaking of ex-premiers, Bob Carr was back in the media today.
Really?
In his new role, of course, as one of the roving advisors to the Macquarie Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little bit of a rumour that he's going to be heavily involved in a sale that Red Hot Reese is planning. New South Wales? New South Wales Lotteries, to be precise.
Oh, right.
They're looking at selling the New South Wales Lotteries for $1 billion.
Nice.
Which is almost the exact equivalent of the Costa-driven black hole in the New South Wales budget.
Oh, boomsticks.
Yes. Now, the person who is actually hoping to purchase New South Wales Lotteries is the Macquarie Bank.
Ah.
Now, having Bob Carr, who has absolutely... no interest in the New South Wales government.
No, none at all. You know, I understand. He's a babe in the woods. He's a veritable Sophie Monk of the smorgasbord.
You could give him a call with your fucking underwear gig.
I could. He'd like that.
Lord, son.
He'd like that. But, so Bob Carr is going to be the person who's going to negotiate. Now, do you think, in any way, shape or form, Bob Carr has any influence with anyone in the, New South Wales right?
No. Listen, the man has done his time.
They've forgotten him. They don't even know how to spell his name anymore.
He turned New South Wales from a broke, over-governed state government into a broke, under-governed government.
Yep.
And then Morris took over.
Yep.
So I think that his time in government was good for New South Wales.
I think it was fantastic for New South Wales. And the time of Mr. Reese will be continually held up, I think, throughout history as... in the same words as Neville Rann, same term as Neville Rann, Jack Lang.
Oh, hey, I like Jack Lang.
Kale, and all the great premiers of
Kale.
Yeah,
who's Kale?
Katie Lang.
No,
JJ Kale. Cocaine.
Katie Lang.
Yeah, Katie Lang. She was a good one.
Kale was the bad guy.
R.D. Lang.
Who the hell is R.D. Lang?
A poet, isn't he?
I don't know.
What about
from the 30s.
What about Fritz Lang?
How about Darren? Darren Kale, who used to play tennis?
What about
Tim Kale, who plays for Socceroos?
How about Lang Lang?
Graham Langlands? He was a great rugby league player.
You see, I should have known better than
take me on names you're going to lose every time, Sonny Jim.
You know that eighth wall?
Yep.
We just pole vaulted it.
So are we getting to the one with the mono print yet?
The good thing about the eighth wall is beyond that, there be no more walls.
But I'm pretty sure
that
if we keep going, next week we'll be sitting in someone's lounge room doing this live.
Nice.
The other one will come from sitting next to me in underwear.
Does that mean that's what happened to Rove last week?
Really?
Because he ended up in someone's lounge room doing his show live.
No idea.
There we go. So we're just following Rove.
I think we are.
Welcome back,
and
both.
The other thing...
Yes. Uh-huh. What?
Reese even announced today...
Yes.
...that he was cutting back on a whole bunch of bureaucrats, but I didn't see the detail, so I might mention...
That'll be there for next week's Red Hot Go. Oh, no, you should actually add, though, that he is actually... he is the man of no spin. That's been his big thing. End of spin, finishing spin.
Transparency, no spin. Mm-hmm.
Yep, has just hired another spin doctor at the value of $269,935 to the New South Wales taxpayer.
So that's what you were doing yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't work it out.
Welcome back for us to RRR88.5 FM.
Oh, sorry, I just thought everyone else had left, so I may as well.
We're going to play a song. That!
Oh, in the Black Forest.
Ah, dear. Is there any of that paddle left now? None at all. Anyway, this is what my first, as the little promo seemed to indicate. Now,
I've put it upside down.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the American election, as we have been...
That, John McCain.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
You know that we can't afford four more years of the same divisive food fight in Washington. It's about scoring political points.
Did he say food fighting?
He did.
Instead of solving problems. It's about tearing your opponent down instead of lifting this country up.
Hey, Mr. President, sell me your cars.
Oh.
Why are you stealing the future from our youth?
Go, 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 Obama, Obama.
I approve this message.
I was actually, this week,
mm-hmm.
I received a call from the office of Obama.
Yep.
To officially give me the Australian title
yep.
of Obama Juggernaut.
Nice.
That's my new title in Australia.
That's good, I like that title.
See, very early on, I was one of the progenitors mm-hmm. of the Obama campaign
mm-hmm.
in this country, and now I've been officially given the title Juggernaut.
So you're actually blocking us out from continuing our campaign to assure the world's listeners that you were in fact Hillary'd.
Look,
but you know, if you listened to the show last week, you would have heard Pete defending you
to the hilt.
He came clean. You know, it doesn't take much for Pete to sort of collapse under the pressure of you not being here and say,
yeah.
"Look, I'd just like to clarify things. Abe was always a supporter. We're always for Hillary." And I told him to shut up.
Exactly.
He just went on and on.
So what Richard encouraged the listeners to do is to write to us.
Oh.
And to tell us, or to tell you why Hillary wouldn't have been a good president and why Obama will be.
Excellent. I look forward to the emails.
And they're, of course, all going through abedoesstandup@walkblackforest.org.
That's exactly what we told them to do.
It is exactly what we told them to do.
I'm very much looking forward to the emails. And if I'm assuming that they'll arrive around about the same time as the email asking whether I'd like to go to Brazil for a penis enlargement. Which is one of the last ones I got.
And they'll probably end up in the same spam folder.
And thank you, Marilyn, for sending that in.
Now, this has been a particularly big week in the political machinations towards the American presidency.
I was going to say machinations.
Not such a big week.
Reasonably big week. We had the debate last week, of course, the second debate, the town hall debate.
I don't think they should have town halls. I'm going to come out and say no. No to town halls. I know you're a big fan of the town hall, but personally, I think they should build a park.
I'd actually rather call the debate Wynyard.
I reckon they should do it in a mosque.
That would be interesting. Interesting. But this it was a fairly big week.
Well, if you listen to Sarah Palin, it's already being held at a mosque anyway.
That's very true.
Isn't it?
So I went to the Obama site, which of course is my.barackobama.com.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I am a signed up member on this site, and in order to do this, I had to we had to give how many emails per week are you getting from
One?
There we go.
I'm getting none.
I get about 10.
What's going on? What I thought
I'd look at is from a serious perspective, but also, I guess, looking at why Obama's been really successful, has been there was a story out there this week that Obama, which we talked briefly about on last week's show, that Sarah Palin claimed that Barack Obama pals around with terrorists, was the exact line.
Yep.
Connected, of course, to 60s troublemaker William Ayers, Obama went on a committee with, along with 17 other people.
That's right.
That's palling around with terrorists.
Close enough to palling around.
So this actually had the Obama campaign going into, shall we say, a little bit of shell shock, because there were some very successful attack ad campaigns by the McCain campaign. If you go to YouTube and type in, I think you type in Ayers, McCain, and you'll get the actual ad. It's quite vicious and quite nasty.
Or you can go to McCainCompensation.com.
That's very true.
And you'll get them there as well.
So you look at that, and the Obama campaign says, look, we know this isn't true. We know this is crap. We know this is not what's happening. But we want you to start talking to people. So this is the way the Barack Obama campaign works. On their website, you register in. I've registered in. You can pick a campaign. There's one of about 50 campaigns they're currently running. Everything from education through arts through, you know, getting your local neighbour's town to vote for Obama. I'm, of course, registered in Pensacola in Florida.
Of course
they
you
want
are.
Me to go to Mobile, Alabama to try and convince people in Mobile or Mobile, Alabama to vote for Obama.
Well, that's right. Just don't tell him he's black.
That's very true. There's a lot of... So what they then do is you register up, you get a set of talking points. Now, I've got some of the talking points here, which I shall go through in a second.
Let me answer.
So what you actually get then is you get given... you can either have a call list or you can have a walk list. So I asked for a walk list. I have my 25 names of voters
in Pensacola,
Florida, that I'm meant to go and visit.
Can I just say something? Hold on a second. Sir...
Yes.
You are derailing the Obama train.
I thought that, and I felt really, really bad about it until I realised that if I don't visit these people, then they'll expire in 5 days and they'll be given to another volunteer.
Right.
So,
You sure?
It says there. Expires in 5 days.
See, I'm concerned about this. Are we in some way destroying the American form of democracy?
Yep.
Could McCain technically win because of this?
Do you think...
Could these 26 voters turn towards McCain?
Yeah.
What if the election was won by 24 votes? We'd be stuffed.
I'm a bit concerned that you can go to a website and get sent... How many have you got there?
I've got 25 names.
And 25 names and addresses get sent to you?
Yes.
And they're just on the electoral roll.
And all I had to do was sign in with my Gmail address. I had to give...
Jeez, I got mail.
I gave my address, which was actually the US Air Force base in Pensacola, which was my address. I had to give... That's it. My address and a postcode.
Wow.
No checking of privacy. I didn't have to click anything to say that I won't use this information for anything else. None of that. That's all I had to do.
Imagine if this got out.
And then, on a radio show. but there's 25 names. So, let's hope that Delthenia Mahone...
That's not a real name.
Delthenia Mahone?
It's a kind of car. I bought the new Delthenia Mahone.
That's more of a name than Sophie Monk.
That's true. Or Yancey Johnson. Or Monique Broughton.
Would that be Monique?
No, it's. It might be Monique.
You shouldn't be making fun of real people's
names.
No,
I'm not.
You are. You are.
No, I'm not. I'm just.
Why'd you mention it for?
Or Ralph Crowder. There we go. How's that? Is that better?
Well, don't laugh. Don't
laugh. I'm not laughing.
You're tittering. I can sense the tit.
All right, then I'll pick one where I won't tit. Let me pick one. Anthony Tucker. See? Any of these people who... So, let me just give you some...
Are they sorted by...
I should actually say that I actually gave my name as John Howard. I wasn't going to give my real name. So
the last thing we need is John Howard visiting all these...
Imagine John Howard walking around in Pensacola.
Oh, hello. I used to be the Prime Minister of Australia.
Slam.
I like John McCain.
So let me get this straight. Some Obama supporter is going to come knocking on the US Air Force base asking for John Howard.
Well, hi there. Is John Howard here? Well, I used to be the Prime Minister.
So what you get then is you get sent your talking points. So the talking points about the facts on Barack Obama and William Ayers. It's basically saying that William Ayers was involved with this group when Barack Obama was 8 years old and Obama has roundly condemned his actions.
I cannot
believe
that Obama has supported this guy since he was 8. That's disgusting. The fact that Obama is a cradle-to-the-grave terrorist.
Yep.
8 years old.
So these are the sort of talks you need to talk
to. See what I did? I turned that around.
Nice.
Yeah, we're back to the third wall now.
Cradle to the grave.
So you're good at confusing things.
Yeah,
so
I'm so confused.
Then they say that if you really... Because I live in Pensacola in Florida, I really need to call the Extension 720 show with host Milt Rosenberg.
Let's do it now.
Between
I want to call Milt.
Between 9 and 11 p.m. And then you've got to say tips for making a call because, you know, as we know, talkback radio calls are all completely... That's what I'm looking for.
Made up.
Yeah.
Made up.
No, I was going to say they're all honest, real Australians. And
Oi.
Americans in this case.
Oh, yeah, I was, mate.
Firstly,
and of course, during an election campaign, I've never voted for Labor, but this time, I think I will.
Signed, my name's John. I work Kirribilli. Be honest, but civil. Be persistent. It may take a few attempts to get through to the show. Just keep trying. Your call is important.
Be persistent. It may take a number of calls to get through to these right-wing Nazis.
And use the talking points above to speak confidently and concisely.
You know, this is crap. This is really crappy. Mr. Obama, I'm very upset. It's the whole idea of democracy and the idea of people ringing radio stations and actually having something to say. If I'm a supporter of, say, said Mr. Obama, as I have been, being the Obama juggernaut, hobby horse, I want to express my views, not a view that someone's told me to express. This is craptacular.
No, but this is educating you on the views that you
have.
No,
but see, it's just regurgitating the same old crap. What if I, the juggernaut, came up with some excellent points that turned people onto Obama?
Yep.
Like the fact that he likes Xbox. I like Xbox!
Yeah, and,
dude, I'm gonna vote
and therefore you should vote for the president because
of that. And you know, McCain, you know what he thinks an Xbox is?
Yep.
The thing that you do when you're voting for someone.
Put my X in the box. There we go.
By the way, have I talked about Xbox 360 live on the show before?
Yes, you have. Now, so that's
I'm
so
lonely. I have no friends.
Check it out on my.
You know what I got the other day? I bought it myself a Wii.
Did you?
Yeah.
How are you finding it?
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I bought one. Yeah, I bought myself some Cinecot.
Yeah, I hear the graphics are.
The graphics are real shit.
I bought myself the Cinecot so I could actually have a poo. Sorry, I just made a poo joke for once. In my life.
So anyway.
So I bought this Wii.
Really? Sports game?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Oh, you know the lightsaber, there's a force one, right?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, everyone's going, yeah, I'm going to buy it and use the wand.
It's the highest rating game for the Wii.
As a lights, apparently the graphics are really crappy and the PlayStation 4 graphics, the 3 graphics are much better. Anyway, but the thing is, so you've got this wand to use as a lightsaber, right? So you think you'd be waving it around the room? Mm. Apparently, you'll more look like you're trying to hitchhike. There's a lot of hitchhiking actions, you know, with the lightsaber, as opposed to swinging it around
the room.
That
didn't look like hitchhiking.
That's how I hitchhike.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
I get a lot of truckers.
I bet you.
That's it.
Oh, no, I haven't got that. He's pulling out his iPhone again.
Are you playing that? You're playing that? Oh, my God. Dude.
You're getting...
I want an iPhone.
<That works. laughs> Try doing that with your phone.
Ooh.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. It doesn't really.
Hey, listen, because my phone's mute doesn't mean it doesn't have anything to add.
No, because you're imagining the sounds. They're working in your head. Now, the other thing, of course, the big news during the week, John McCain was at a rally in Lakeville, Minnesota. At one of his town hall meetings, over the last couple of days, there's been a lot of negative press coming out of Palin and McCain about Obama palling around with terrorists, bad man. Now there's some stuff coming out of some of the really far right conservative blogs about how Michelle Obama has also been palling around with terrorists.
There's always been that. That not really stated link between Michelle Obama and the Black Panthers. There's always been this kind of, they've niggled at it.
Yeah, totally. And this is the same story they've been pulling up for a while. So there was a lot of people yelling as McCain got up and started to talk about Obama, yelling the word terrorist, traitor. And McCain and Palin have said nothing. They've let it go because that's appealing to that far right-wing Christian conservatives who basically will never vote for a black man, will never vote for a man whose middle name is Hussein, and really, actually, let's entirely be fair, would never vote Democrat.
Mm. Well, yes, that's right. So, in fact, they probably don't vote.
And they probably don't vote, exactly right. I mean, they're in red states that have never been anything other than red states for the last, 227 years.
But this is the interesting thing. I actually watched a documentary a while ago that said a lot of these far right-wing Christian groups who campaign for the Republicans actually don't vote for them because they don't agree that government should be ruled by the people. They say that God should be the only government.
Which was the argument about the exclusive brethren. It's actually against their religion, or against the rules of their order, to vote in the election.
Losing my religion.
Indeed. So, this has been going on for the last couple of...
What do they think? If we get rid of the government, God will just run things?
Well, they say the church should run it.
Mm. Because the church is God's instrument on earth.
That's right.
Mm.
What a scary place the world would be.
Wouldn't it be cool if God's instrument on earth was a Stratocaster, though? No. That'd be awesome.
That'd rock. I bet God's got some great licks.
So Mrs. God says.
Yeah, exactly right. So, McCain's just let this thing go for ages.
A role tonight, yeah,
heroin.
Right,
yeah. Heroin, it's the heroin.
Has let things go for ages and ages and ages. But he finally, in Lakeville, Minnesota, some lady And I have a photo of her here. Went up to McCain and said...
Well, she didn't go up to him because well, she was...
Yep, there's the photo. She did actually go up to him.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. She went up to him and said basically that I'm not going to vote for an Arab was the line.
Let me see the picture.
Where's the picture?
No, she doesn't want to vote for an Arab, I can tell.
Yeah, I can tell that too. So McCain...
But didn't she say she'd read it in a couple of places.
Read it in a couple of places,
And then she stopped, ..
Yep.
I don't want to vote for an Arab.
That's correct.
Which is lucky, because an Arab isn't actually running.
No, that is lucky. That's very, very lucky.
Did McCain say that?
No.
No.
No. What McCain did say, however, is he said... I have to tell you, he is a decent person and a person you do not have to be scared of as President of the United States, which was said to boos and groans from supporters. He said, if you want to fight, we will fight, but we will be respectful. I admire Senator Obama and his accomplishments. I don't mean to reduce your ferocity. I just mean to say you have to be respectful. Then a woman grabbed them. Then McCain grabbed the microphone. A woman who had begun to say she didn't like Obama because he's an Arab. He said, "No, ma'am, no, ma'am. He is a decent family man, a citizen who I just happen to have serious differences with on fundamental questions." The fact that McCain then, as he was leaving, was getting people flipping him the finger at the Straight Talk Express because he basically questioned. He basically told the crowd that we should lift ourselves out of this stupid, negative political mire that they're in, which is obviously the last bastion of the desperate politician turned to negative attack.
Yes.
I have massively increased respect for John McCain.
Oh, for frick's sake!
Only briefly...
No, seriously, dude. All he's doing is putting a distance between himself and the wackos. It's the same thing John Howard does. So he's not labelled with the same people. Mm. All he does is use pretty words. He's saying... If I can paraphrase what you said there, he's a decent man and you would have nothing to be afraid of him as president, right?
Yep.
That doesn't mean we don't have to be afraid of him now. When he's president, he deserves the respect. Mm. Now he doesn't.
I know,
I think it's an easy way for him to distance himself from the wackos in the crowd.
The incident distincts a little bit.
You know what I think? Sniper.
On both of their asses.
Hobby horse.
Look, I don't know.
You know, because, got a better response.
It came out in the news. Before they showed the footage.
Yeah.
It came out in the print media and the online media. You know, that a lady questioned, you know, that he was an Arab, blah, 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 hangs around with terrorists and all that sort of stuff. Then they show the footage.
Mm.
She's a whack job.
Yes, that would be similar to the photo. She is a whack job.
So it's a complete beat up. What's you know, somebody, you know, could have come out and said, I'm not going to vote for Obama because he's a pixie and he hangs around at the bottom of the forest.
Well, I wouldn't vote for that.
And of course McCain would say, no, he's a very decent dwarf impersonating a pixie.
I don't know.
And you shouldn't be afraid of him as the president.
I guess I'm not as cynical of McCain in that sense.
No.
Because McCain has never been, until this campaign, McCain has never been at the behest of the far right of the Republicans.
Hello?
Or rarely at the behest.
Hello?
Yes.
I support the surge. He's Mr. I support the surge. He's Mr.
Bomb the shit out of Iran.
Yeah, he's Mr. Exactly. Bomb Iran. Bomb Afghanistan.
Okay.
Support Israel.
Softly.
Invade.
Bomb the shit out of Iran. Softly.
Syria, for God's sake.
Answer me this, though.
Yes.
Why, then, do the conservative Republicans not like him?
Because he's, well...
See, therein lies the problem here.
On some social issues, he's not as hardcore.
Because he's 79
right.
in the shade.
Well,
and
he's also not a religious wacko.
Well, that's part of
it. He's just a wacko.
And I think he's actually he's pro-choice.
No.
He has had pro-choice positions in the past.
He isn't running on a pro-choice ticket.
He's not running on a pro-choice ticket, but he has had pro-choice positions in the past.
Good to know that his beliefs are for sale, though.
Well, that's very true. So,
no
all the more reason to give him more credibility.
That's right.
Yep. Now, finally, on Hey, Mr. President for the Week, there was a very serious interjection in the campaign from a person who I think has been kept out of the campaign up to this point, but his opinion is essential to understanding what's going on in America. It far rates above Clinton or above Jimmy Carter or about any living president. There was an interview conducted today in the... Oh, it doesn't say this comes off AP. But there was an interview conducted today with the Honourable Levi Johnson. Now, do we know who Levi Johnson is?
Yep.
No.
Levi Johnson is?
Yeah, he's the husband of the wife of the brother of the cousin of the guy who was in that movie.
Close.
Yeah.
He is, in fact, the sperm donor to Bristol Palin. So it's the father of Bristol Palin's baby.
Hold on a second. What?
Bristol Palin, Bristol Palin's having a kid, right?
Yeah, no, I know that.
Mm. And this is the father of Bristol Palin's kid.
He's given up school. Yep. He's given up school.
That's great.
Get a job as an electrician or apprentice.
So he's
like I said, he's the husband of the wife of the brother of the cousin of the girl who got pregnant in high school.
Now, it's pretty important that he actually participates in this debate because I think we
he's got some very critical talking points, Pete.
Exactly. I actually think we need, fathers who knock up potential presidential daughters debate. Actually,
yeah, exactly. I think so too.
I think we need that.
There should be more knocking up of them for debate.
To have a debate, yes. Now, firstly, it was a question about whether he was going to be forced into a shotgun wedding with Bristol Palin. And his answer was yes, there will be shotguns there. He said, none of that's true. We both love each other, we want to marry each other, and that's what we're going to do.
And they have done since they started high school.
That's very true.
Which was, 2 years ago?
Yeah. Although, he does have a Bristol tattoo on his ring finger.
Junior high, that'd be 5 years ago.
5 years ago, yeah, that's true. Oh, well, maybe when they started elementary.
Well, probably when they started Cunnilingus.
Fair enough.
What?
Was that the high school they went to?
I was going to say.
I'm sure that's the high school they went to.
Ireland, you fool.
Anyway, he discussed that his new life with Bristol was fast approaching and he was very happy about it. He did actually ask whether he was asked about the Sarah Palin nomination and Sarah Palin campaign. He said that the whole thing's pretty chill. That was the comment. Insightful.
Well, I like to hear that Levi is dope.
Levi is dope.
Yes, he's dope.
Now, not to say, he did say that he was a little shocked when he learnt that Bristol was pregnant.
Well, penis in vagina. Repeat. Pregnancy.
He hinted that they were expecting a boy.
They're expecting a boy. Weirdly enough, so was he, and then Bristol turned up. They thought,
what the hell?
Let's do it.
But I think it's funny that they're expecting a boy, but he didn't know they were pregnant.
Exactly. But to discuss baby names. Now, what's really important, on last week's program, we did actually, and the link is still on our website, we did discuss is a Sarah Palin baby name generator. Of course, Sarah Palin's got some excellent baby names. Track,
does.
Trig, all those sort of things.
Yeah. Turtleneck.
You put in your name. Horse. You put in your name, and you get your Sarah Palin baby name.
What's your Sarah Palin baby name?
Ours were really boring. You actually had the best.
What was that?
Your Sarah Palin baby name is Cheney Wolfhound.
I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I love it. In fact, you know what? I'm actually just going to go out now and procreate, probably with Levi, and I'm going to have a child called Cheney Wolfhound.
Nice, isn't it? Nice. He's expecting a boy.
I'm amazed you remember that.
I know. I looked it up today. Wow. He also discussed some very key interjections he's had in the political debate over the last couple of months, which all came from his MySpace site.
Oh, God.
The one that claimed, I'm a fucking redneck. And I don't want kids. Both of which, he said, were misinterpreted by the American media.
Oops.
Now,
would it be inaccurate to say this boy's an idiot?
No, it would be inaccurate to say that. It would just be the truth.
Oh, right. I don't know why he hasn't entered the debate sooner.
I don't know. Now, we should actually say
sounds like he's got a lot to say.
Now, let's talk a little bit about Levi Johnson, because it's important that he's... and his two hockey buddies, Ben Barber and Dane Wilson, of course. They're pretty important as well.
Yeah. They do everything together.
Now, here we go.
In fact, I believe that they go down to the stream, they make log, log rafts.
They catch fish. Yep.
Yeah, one of them's called Huck.
Yep.
And, them.
Now, they do everything together, and it's probably a little bit more enlightening why he didn't know they were pregnant.
Exactly right. Now, Mr. Johnson, or Levi, as I prefer to call him, is an avid hunter. He's dark-haired, tall, and muscular. He sports a bit of stubble. Now, this is the way it's being reported.
I was going to say, wait a minute. Are you talking about him or Sarah Palin?
And drives a red Chevy Silverado truck. He hunts bears, sheep, elk, and caribou.
He hunts sheep.
He hunts sheep.
like fucking challenges shooting
like
sheep.
Sheep. Like shooting apples in a barrel.
I tell you, sheep. I don't know if you've ever seen sheep, Pete.
Yep. No idea what they are.
There's something very unique about sheep. You want to know what the unique thing about sheep is?
What?
You never see them on their own. There's always about 1,000 of them, all in a big huddle, and you can't see any gaps. It's just a mass of white.
So what you're saying to me is you're going to get a perfect kill every time.
You're going to hit something.
Nice.
And they are incredibly dumb and slow,
yeah.
A bit like Levi.
I hunt turtles.
Exactly. Look,
I gotta get it in my sight, Ma. Takes a while to see.
I kill myself a rock.
Yeah.
I can't believe he hunts sheep.
He hunts sheep.
What else does he hunt?
Well, bears.
Bears, sure.
Killed
yeah.
in my bar
yeah,
when
well,
he was yeah. only three.
Well, but they're not the bears you think about.
They're the ones at the zoo.
I was going to say the big gay guys with the beards.
They're not the ones behind bars at the zoo.
You got to hunt elk. And then caribou.
What? He kills reindeer.
I know. Now, he said that it's been a bit of a whirlwind experience, that he was seated with the Palins at the Republican National Convention behind Sarah Palin's big speech. He said, at first I was a bit nervous, then I was like, whatever.
Well, apparently John McCain bought him a T-shirt,
yep.
which is lovely. I mean, obviously you've got to make the kid feel at home, and the T-shirt says... Father of the Bastard. And,
that's true.
Went down pretty well.
Now, of course, he said that celebrity hasn't changed him.
Freaking celebrity. Just
I'm still just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
Just a good old boy.
exactly right. He's still rooting for John McCain and Sarah Palin. I just hope she wins. She's
just
my
doesn't know they're pregnant.
Exactly right. So that was Levi's participation in... the debate. I've got just one more brief little story, if I may be so bold.
I like that.
Actually, I might even have two, but I've got one really big one. Now, this comes, of course, out of the Daily Telegraph.
No, you don't.
Australia, it's really important that Australia has its own participation in the presidential debate. There were two stories.
Angela Bishop, she's going over there.
Is she?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, it'll be good.
Good, so I've just looked it up, and apparently sheep hunting is very popular in Alaska.
Is it now?
Yeah.
So you actually catch sheep hunt in Alaska?
There's a few books on it, and there's even an article in Shooters Monthly.
I will check out his copy of Shooters Monthly. You're still carrying it around.
What issue was that?
Oh, there we go. Sheep hunting. Oh, there it is. Page 46.
There we go.
Sheep hunting.
There we go.
Now, there were two stories in the Australian papers. One was in the Sydney Morning Herald. One was in the Daily Telegraph. In the Sydney Morning Herald, they cut to the core of the really important political issues that are occurring at the moment. They actually ran a story that said 9 out of the 10 most obese states in America are voting for McCain.
Yes.
That's, of course, cutting to the chase.
Yeah.
The Daily Telegraph, of course, decided to take a local angle, which is why Australians want Sarah Palin. Which
what?
Is interesting. Yeah, why Australians want Sarah Palin is the heading.
I don't know anyone who supports Sarah Palin.
Here we go. She may be considered ill-qualified to run the world's largest economy, but Australians would love to still share a snag and a coldie with Sarah Palin. According to a Daily Telegraph poll, she was voted a more popular barbecue guest than her running mate, John McCain, rivals Barack Obama and Joe Biden. 2,663 people... found that 44% of the people surveyed would like to invite Mrs. Palin around for a barbecue.
And stick her on a spit.
Over the others.
That's
the key question.
Yep.
Over the others. Not have her come round, but have her come round over having the others.
Now, of course, this is a thing that should be reported by the major American media, because I think this is actually an election turner. Only 41% of the people surveyed on a voluntary poll created by the Daily Telegraph, which you rung in for, only 41% believe that she would be capable of running the American... 41% of Australians believe that she would be most capable of running the country. 40% said Obama, and McCain only came down to 3%. Mm. So 41% of Australians would love... Sarah Palin, and I actually think that that's going to start switching some votes in those swing states.
Mm. Certainly if you had Sarah Palin for the barbecue, she could bring the meat.
That's true.
Richard, can I borrow your iPhone? I've just found a sale at Acme Firearms. I just want to take advantage of.
Sure, no worries, Diggs.
Now, the other thing was that they...
$8.75,
can you believe me? In order to really bring this back to Australia, the second part of the poll was to determine which Australian leader would make a great U.S. president. Now, this, of course, takes into account that, A, no one who isn't a naturally born American can run for president.
Until Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to run.
But yep. Now the Democrats will own both houses and the presidency. That ain't going to happen.
I don't know.
Number two.
At least then they'll know how many houses they own.
Number two, most of the people that are on this list are twats. And number three, at least one of the people on this list probably doesn't know how many houses they own.
Okay. Good.
Right, so the list goes like this.
What's the list again? It's the list,
this is a list of which prominent Australian would make the best candidate for US president. Right. So we start the list at number one.
Well, who's Abe think? Who's Abe think?
So I'm going to give you the list. I'm going to give you the six names. John Howard, Paul Keating, Malcolm Turnbull, Kevin Rudd, Julia Gillard, and Mark Latham.
I can add one.
You can add one?
Yes.
Who?
Arthur Tunstall.
Nice.
See,
nice.
Arthur Tunstall makes sense, right?
Yep.
Ex-war veteran, thinks we should shoot everyone, not really into people of a different colour or race.
Yep. Git.
Git. Yes. Perfect US president.
Or at least running on the Ralph Nader ticket.
What happened to Ralph Nader?
Why are you so down on Nader?
He's a loser. Because Nader...
He's the American Bob Brown.
I have no issue with Ralph Nader as a consumer advocate. I think Ralph Nader's got some very intelligent, smart things to say. The reality is, Ralph Nader kept Al Gore out of the presidency in 2000.
And thank fuck.
You just don't like Gore's wife.
Okay, 8 years of George W. Bush, Al Gore.
Yeah, no, Bush was the second term we had to have.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because it's true, and you know it. And one of these days, you're going to wake up and smell the roses.
How?
You're going to wake up and smell the hobby horse.
All right, so, that was. Back to my list. Keating, Howard, Turnbull, Rudd, Gillard and Latham. Who do you think was voted the best candidate for the US president?
Well, obviously, I'm going to say Keating.
Keating came in at 16%, number three.
Latham.
Latham came in at equal last on 3%.
Yeah, see?
Number one was John Howard with 50% of the vote.
In other words, let him rule over there, leave us alone.
Turnbull was 20% of the vote. Mm-hmm. Keating, 16. Rudd, 10. Latham and Gillard at the bottom. What was quite interesting about this is that, funnily enough, over 50% of the people polled by the Telegraph were Liberal voters.
Of course, they're the readership.
Exactly right. Even though there are only about 4 people in the country who still vote Liberal.
I'm a little confused. In WA. What does that poll prove exactly?
That Australians should be presidents of the United States, firstly.
I'll tell you what it does prove, that people don't really get Julia.
No, that is true.
She should be much further up the list.
Beautiful peaches.
Exactly right. And finally.
Did you get it? Did you get it?
No.
Yeah, you should totally get that.
And finally.
Who sang that? Who sang that song?
That was President of the United States of America.
Yes, Suckatickosaurus, baby.
Pusa.
What does it have to do with Julia Gillard?
I have no idea. Then, finally, I just want to just point out that the McCain...
she was in the band.
Hello?
That's right, she played tambourine. I remember that.
I can't do it anymore.
And that other
single
they
had, Forest Banana. This is Walker Bay Forest, 88.5 FM.
What are you doing?
I'm going to a sting, motherfucker.
I want to hear the rest of his song, you fucker mucker.
Pete.
Proud to be an American, where at least...
Pete. Pete. Pete.
Forget the men who died, who gave that right to
Pete.
And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt
Pete.
Love this land. God bless the USA.
Now, the financial crisis has taken up just a little bit of the media attention. Not as much, of course, as Sophie Monk and her dudness in bed.
And Levi. And his non-dudness.
I want to know. He could still be a dud.
Well, he ain't shooting blanks. There's no doubt about that.
Might be his kid.
You don't know that.
I've seen the shots of the dead sheep. They weren't blanks.
Like Britney Spears' sister.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now,
exactly.
Kevin Rudd has decided... Sorry, Captain, smile, Captain Planet.
What?
Captain
roses.
Planet.
Yes.
Captain Planet has decided that he needs to say the words Me Too as part of the financial crisis,
yep.
And that he is about to throw $10.4 billion of the Australian surplus as a package to boost the economy as the global credit crisis continues.
And I support him.
You do?
Yes.
He will use over half the government's estimated budget surplus to encourage consumer spending and bolster the economy.
I encourage it too, because I'm entitled to a lot of money out of it.
Now, what I find really interesting about this is that one of the big things that he actually did do on the weekend when they held their war cabinet over the financial crisis.
You know the funny thing about the war cabinet? Yep. Curtin turned up.
Oh, it's, yeah. I was wondering where he got
to. Hasn't done a lot recently.
I thought he was sitting behind the fridge.
Yeah, that's true.
I know. But then this is, when Menzies walks in the room...
You're on a roll tonight, aren't
you? That's just... Anyway. So
none of it's funny, but I'm there.
No, it is. It's not as funny as Pete.
The one I like about the whole...
That gag about Menzies. I mean...
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Q and Q. So, getting back to...
Hobby horse.
Getting back to...
The funny thing about the war cabinet?
What?
Harold Holt didn't turn up.
Still? Jesus. Anyway, he did, though. So, back to K-Rudd, Captain Planet. What he did on the weekend, after the War Cabinet, was he guaranteed the entire deposits of the Australian banking system.
Yep.
$700 billion. Fair now, where the f*** is he going to get $700 billion from? That's my question number one.
Well, you just nationalised the banks.
Nice. Question number
two. Then you have $700 billion.
Question number two, which I think is just as important, is do you believe, and this is more a serious question.
Would you believe?
Do you believe?
Do you believe that this egg will go into this bottle?
Only if you put some fire in the bottom. Now,
Hello?
Sorry, I bought this Wii.
Oh, really? Yeah. Nice.
I've got a support pack.
If your Wii stops working, does that mean you have a urinary tract infection?
Yeah, I know. The funny thing about it is that we can have Wii competitions.
Do they have virtual kidney stones on this thing as well?
Yeah, they do.
Anyway, to this.
Yeah, it's called Mario Kart.
$700 billion gives you straight economy. It says to banks, you know what? We are going to guarantee you to go and do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question has to be, do you think the banks will go... We'll act responsibly. We will ensure the best interests of the Australian economy.
Mm.
The best interests of the Australian consumer.
Yep.
Our customers.
Mm.
The people who borrow money from us. Mm. Or do you think the banks will say, woohoo, freaky playground, boys and girls, and get completely f***ed up?
Oh, the banks are responsible, Pete. They'd say
it's like drinking 5 litres. You know what you've basically done? It's the equivalent of giving a 16-year-old a 5-litre cask of West Coast cooler.
You know what, though?
Go have fun, boys and girls.
I agree with Pete on this one. You know why? I saw yesterday...
You said you disagreed with it.
...outside the Commonwealth Bank, Alan Bond, with a really big novelty check.
Yes.
I think we're in for a world of hurt.
We are in for a world of hurt.
We're all tonight.
Now, of course, the other side of this... Is that
there's
George
another
Bush
side to the coin?
There
George
is.
Bush
this makes
has
a
actually,
third side.
It does. Third side.
That's a really
at
big
least
coin.
Not eight sides.
George Bush has said that they're going to start investing the $700 billion rescue package that was approved by the Houses of Congress 2 weeks ago
in the war in Iraq.
No, even better.
Oh. Yes,
their plan, and this is economic genius.
Yay!
At its highest point. You know what? Milton Friedman, John Keynes, me knows.
No idea who those people
Adam
are.
Adam Smith. Mino.
Who the hell's he?
Weren't they in the Hillbillies?
I think they were.
No, but I'm pretty sure he's the guy at my Caltex, Adam Smith.
I think he might be. Mm. They're going to give 125...
Didn't he invent the Mormons?
I think he did.
Adam Smith.
They're going to give... it was John Smith. They're going to give $125 billion to not the banks that are having problems, not the banks that are squeezed on credit. Yep. They're going to give $125 billion... to the 9 most successful banks in America.
Yeah.
The ones that are actually having no problems at the moment.
Pete, it's called a safety net.
Yep.
And it's there in case they need a safety net.
So is this similar to...
And if they don't need a safety net, you know what they can do?
Yeah.
They can roll the net up.
Yep.
And keep it for a rainy day.
That's nice. Or they can do what AIG did when they were given their safety net by the federal government.
Go on the junket.
Go on a massive junket that cost $400,000.
Oh, really?
That the top 15 executives of AIG went on a giant junket around the world to investigate the banking problem.
Really?
It just happens to me they stopped in the Bahamas. Tahiti, there's big banking sector there.
No, seriously, there's a lot of financial stuff happening in the Bahamas.
Oh, geez,
it's called offshore accounts.
It's called offshore accounts.
Yes.
Hello, the Packer family.
And, definitely Tahiti looks nice.
Tahiti looks nice at this time of the year. So let me just list...
No, just Tahiti looks nice.
Just list these financial minnows that are struggling at the moment. They are Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan, Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, State Street, which people in here wouldn't know, and the Bank of New York.
No, because we're stupid.
So all of
you and me, Abe.
Wait
you
a minute!
Me.
No, no, no! I mean people brothers here. I was actually stupidity. People here That's in Australia. Is what I was referring
That's
to.
That's you and me, brothers in stupidity.
Yo,
nowhere near
hobby horse.
So they're going to give
Pete.
Now, my concern here is if State Street's in trouble, what about Sesame Street?
Real problems.
Really?
Real problems. Really? Elmo is having to sell himself.
Really?
This will never get through the houses.
I'm Elmo.
This won't get through the houses.
No, this is the great thing about the bill. The bill actually gives George W. Bush and Henry Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, the right to now spend the money within some delegation to their departments. The bill only limited certain amounts of the expenditure, $125 billion. They can do as well as they please.
This is part of the first bill.
This is part of the...
The one they got approved.
Yes.
You are freaking kidding me.
No. No, this is it. This is where they're starting to spend this $700 billion rescue package on the 9 most successful banks in the US.
Because this way they can buy out the ones that aren't successful.
Well, they've already started doing that, of course. Yep. And, of course, here in Australia, the same thing's actually happened with both Suncorp Metway and Bankwest both actually being bought up by the completely unsuccessful banks here in Australia who registered the largest corporate profits in their fucking history.
And what happens once there's only two or three big banks in America? You nationalise the banking sector. And then what do you do?
Nice.
You form yourself a nice little military industrial complex.
Look, people, bury through this stuff on the financial crisis because this is not as simple as it seems.
That's your hobby horse.
There's a hell of a lot going on behind the scenes in this financial crisis.
A lot of people are making a lot of money.
And as there was a beautiful Moya cartoon in the Sydney Morning Herald today, a shot of starving Africans in the desert eating like a plate of rice or whatever, and the lion basically said, isn't it amazing what the world can do when it gets together in the face of a crisis? Cutting.